全真模拟题八。
Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Light pollution. This is the Central District, and it's 11 o'clock at night, but if you put on your sunglasses, it wouldn't be too dark, and that's because there are lights everywhere. Now, researchers say that light pollution is a big problem. When you look up into the sky, not a single star is in sight. In fact, the sky is a light shade of gray because of the amount of light in the city, and this is affecting people's lives because these lights are reflecting off the windows and bouncing into people's homes. Sometimes the lights are so bright that it makes it hard to fall asleep.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
This is the Central District, and it's 11 o'clock at night. This is the Central District, and it's 11 o'clock at night. But if you put on your sunglasses, it wouldn't be too dark. But if you put on your sunglasses, it wouldn't be too dark. And that's because there are lights everywhere. And that's because there are lights everywhere. Now, researchers say that light pollution is a big problem. Now, researchers say that light pollution is a big problem. When you look up into the sky, not a single star is in sight. When you look up into the sky, not a single star is in sight. In fact, the sky is a light shade of gray. In fact, the sky is a light shade of gray. Because of the amount of light in the city, because of the amount of light in the city, and this is affecting people's lives because these lights And this is affecting people's lives because these lights reflecting off the windows and bouncing into people's homes. Reflecting off the windows and bouncing into people's homes. Sometimes the lights are so bright that it makes it hard to fall asleep. Sometimes the lights are so bright that it makes it hard to fall asleep.
The last reading.
This is the Central District, and it's 11 o'clock at night, but if you put on your sunglasses, it wouldn't be too dark. And that's because there are lights everywhere. Now, researchers say that light pollution is a big problem. When you look up into the sky, not a single star is in sight. In fact, the sky is a light shade of gray because of the amount of light in the city, and this is affecting people's lives because these lights are reflecting off the windows and bouncing into people's homes. Sometimes the lights are so bright that it makes it hard to fall asleep.
Now, you have 1 minute to check through your work. This is the end of Part 1, Dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on answer sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure what you fill in is both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
What causes jet lag and how to avoid it? A long flight can affect one's biological clock, sometimes for days. Air travelers can get very tired and develop unpleasant feelings when they fly great distances across time zones. The natural order of things can become unbalanced on long overseas trips from east to west or from west to east. So today, we are going to talk about jet lag and how to overcome it. The natural system tells our bodies when to sleep and helps to control many other processes. This internal body clock is affected by environmental signals like sunlight and temperature. Sometimes we use the word desynchronized when talking about jet lag. This means to cause a process that takes place at times or in cycles independent of another process. In unscientific terms, you might say out of sync or out of whack. Cells change their activity when a light is shown directly on them. They actually become desynchronized amongst the groups and within the groups. So when you feel out of whack with the environment after you experience jet lag, your nervous system actually reflects that same thing in becoming desynchronized within itself. In this state of desynchronization, communication between some neurons weakens. Using light to temporarily reset your biological clock before you travel could help to reduce symptoms when you arrive at your final stop. So here are some suggestions on how to fight jet lag. 1. Try changing your meal and sleep times before you go. Several days before you travel, start moving your bedtime and hours for meals closer to the times when you plan to eat and sleep on your trip. 2. Start making small changes while in flight. Change your watch when you get on the airplane. This is playing a trick on the mind, but it can help you to start thinking of the time at the other end of the flight. Try to sleep on the plane if it is nighttime in the place where you are going. Try to stay awake if it is daytime. 3. Arrive early. If you are traveling for work or for a personal reason, try to arrive a few days earlier if possible. This will give your mind and body more time to correct to the new hours. 4. Drink water. Drink lots of water before, during, and after your flight. Avoid drinking alcohol or caffeine a few hours before you plan to sleep. Alcohol and caffeine can interfere with sleep. 5. Move around. During your flight, get up and walk around or stretch so often. But after you land, avoid heavy exercise near bedtime. Exercise near bedtime can delay sleep, whether on an overseas trip or at home. If you travel, what are some tips you use to make it more enjoyable?
Now, you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear two conversations. At the end of each conversation, five questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the four choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the choices. Now, conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Hey, Alice. Great to see you.
Long time no see, Mike. I'm so glad you had time to meet for lunch.
How have you been?
Pretty good. The boys are doing well in school, and John is enjoying his new job. And you?
Pretty much the same. Still working hard for that promotion. I think I'm going to move up to vice president this year.
That's great.
How's your career going? Last time we spoke, you said you were trying to get a raise.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, I've certainly put in the hours. I'm definitely one of the most productive members of the company, and I feel I contribute a lot.
So, what's the problem? Why haven't you gone in there and demanded a raise?
I just can't work up the confidence to do it. I know I need to, and I know I need it, but it's tough.
Okay, we are going to figure this out together. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's asking for what I need.
I don't even know where to begin. My son is going to college, and his school tuition has just gone up. We really need to get a new car, and even the dog has needs we can't pay for.
Okay, stop right there. You can't base your salary request according to your needs. The company isn't a charity. And if you go in and say, I need, it's not going to work.
I could probably make more money if I changed companies.
There you go. That's a powerful argument. But leave any threats till the last minute. What you need to do is stress your value.
Yes, I can present quite a bit of hard data to demonstrate my usefulness to the company.
That's great. Then you have to figure out what a fair salary is for your position and your responsibilities. How long have you worked there?
This would be the third year.
3 years? Then your boss should be expecting you to ask for a raise. You can check online and find out what typical salaries for your position are.
From the research I've done, I'm pretty sure others are making about 15% more than I am.
Okay, so there is your target, a minimum 15% raise.
I'm still a little hesitant to demand higher pay. It's just not my style.
Well, as the old saying goes, ask and you will receive. You have to give it a shot. I'd recommend you ask for a 20% increase. That way, there's a little room for both of you to negotiate.
Okay. Thanks for the talk, Mike. I'm going to go ask for a raise on Monday.
Good luck. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Question 1. What is the conversation mainly about?
Question 2. Which position will the man be promoted to?
Question 3. According to the man, how should the woman ask for a raise?
Question 4. What is the woman's target?
Question 5. What is the woman going to do?
This is the end of conversation 1. Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
Malala Yousafzai, thank you for joining us. Tell us what inspired you at such a young age to start speaking out for girls' education in really such a dangerous environment.
First of all, my father inspired me because he's a great father, but as well, he is a great social activist and women's rights activist. At that time, when we were suffering from terrorism, he spoke out, and he spoke for women's rights, because at that time, more than 400 schools were blasted, people were killed, and markets were closed. There was a ban on women to go to market. Girls were not allowed to go to school, and in that hard situation, he inspired me because he spoke, and that's what I learned from him.
Did you ever think, though, that your outspokenness and the fact that you became a media star in Pakistan would make you or your family a target?
I think living in such a hard situation where there are terrorists and they kill people every night is still hard, is still a threat. So it's a better idea to speak out for your rights and then die. I prefer that one. So that's why we spoke at that time. Why are we waiting for someone else? The governments were not taking action. The army was not taking a good action. So that's why we said we would speak out for our rights. This is what we can do, and we try our best.
So now, you've been forced, of course, to leave Pakistan. You've become this international symbol of bravery and of speaking up for girls' education. But what has happened to the girls you left behind? What is their situation?
The girls who are in Pakistan, it's really hard for them to go to school. There are so many reasons. Many girls do not go to school because of poverty. Some girls can't go to school because of the child labor and child trafficking. Some parents don't send their children to school because they don't know its importance at all. And some girls don't go to school because of the cultural norms and taboos. So there are still many issues that are stopping girls to go to school.
Now, do you get to go to school yourself anymore with all these public appearances? Do you have a normal life in England?
I go to school in a car because it's far away. And yes, it's true that when I go to a market, when I go to a park, people just gather around me and they want to talk to me. They want to have pictures with me. But it's the love of people, and I think it's just a great honor for me that now I can reach people.
Malala Yousafzai, thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you.
Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
Question 6. What is the woman famous for?
Question 7. How did her father inspire her?
Question 8. What would the woman do in a hard situation?
Question 9. Why can't girls go to school in Pakistan?
Question 10. What kind of life does the woman lead in England?
This is the end of conversation 2.
This is the end of part 2, listening comprehension.